Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Sagro Results as of March 31st, 2014 conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Sagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon to everybody. Sorry for my voice, quite low as a volume, but I lost a bit my voice. I believe that to be effective, I try to summarize the key points regarding what happened in the first quarter of this year and a few additional comments on the business plan and the capital increase, which is underway. I think that might be useful to leave some time for possible questions from your side, which myself and my colleagues here will be glad to answer. Well, the quarter was good. Key numbers are +28% increase in revenues, EBITDA increasing from 1 million to 5 million, 4 million improvement. Net financial position going down both vis-à-vis a year ago and vis-à-vis December of last year. The bottom line result showing a profit of 1 million compared to a loss of 3 million last year. Now, as we always commented in the past, also this year, we consider it appropriate to underline that the first quarter is not necessarily representative of the full year trend. Also this year, I have to make this comment. However, on the other side, the size of the recovery is, or the recovery is sizable. On top of completely recovering from what happened last year in the first quarter and also in the second quarter, we are getting, I would say, clear indications of the benefit of a changed managerial approach to the market. We have a new management, and this management is 1 to 2 years old, 1 for the market and sales, 2 for the research, innovation, development management, plus the CEO, who is new as well. We have a new top team, and I can say that we are starting getting results. Very well. Going a bit more in detail and mentioning that the first quarter hasn't registered particular important events with 2 exceptions, 3 exceptions. 1, we are implementing an efficiency program, which will bring to a reduction of something closer to 40, might be 35 people, something like 35 to 40 people, with the full benefit to be registered next year this year only part. We have also the liquidation, termination of is underway to be completed presumably by the end of July, and very important is the capital increase, which started during the last part of April. It is not the first quarter, actually, so just limiting to the first quarter, the two events I mentioned are deserve some attention. Otherwise, I don't have other points to raise. Looking at the numbers, the revenues have gone up from 32 million euro to 41. EBITDA today I mentioned before. The before taxes result from minus 3 to plus 2, so we see an improvement of 5 million euro. And the net result, again, 1 positive against 3.3 negative. In terms of financial position, we have a reduction of the net financial debt by 13 million compared to last year, and by 5 million compared to year end 2013. This also means that we have only 5 million euro as a financial debt, which is not against net current assets. In other words, only 5 million are utilized to cover a small piece of the net fixed assets. 5 divided by 75 means 7%, around 7%. This is important to be highlighted in as much as it's the evidence, the confirmation of what we have been saying in the last month, namely that our capital increase was meant and proposed and hopefully finalized not to repay financial debt, but to not create debt in assuring the level of resources which the ordinary activity as of now does not generate enough, or if you prefer, since the level of investments exceeds the level of the cash flow generated by the ordinary activity, we have asked the money not to delay, not to reduce, not to give up our development projects, which I expected to generate important contribution from 2020 on. Okay, looking at the operating companies, they are all in good health, the control of the companies, because it is the only negative result is concentrated in the holding company, in Isagro SPA, where we have in the first quarter a loss 1.22, which means that the operating companies, the participating companies, have contributed positively, particularly the Indian one, to the point of arriving to a consolidated profit of 1 million. From a financial viewpoint, my previous comment regarding the consolidated results is not applicable to the situation of the holding company, where we have a level of debt of 54 million, which exceeds significantly the net current assets. This means that at the holding level, we have a debt to finance what? To finance the investments in the participated companies, and to finance the development of the new molecule. The largest package of fungicide, which is very important for our future. On the other side, conversely, it's clear that the participated companies altogether have a surplus in terms of cash, which explains why we end up with a net debt at the consolidated level lower than the debt of the holding alone. Are we satisfied, happy with the first quarter results? Well, certainly it is a clear indication that what we have forecast for the full year results are confirmed by the first quarter. We are encouraged by the first quarter results. We are very happy about them, but we have to stress that still 2014 is a transitional year, since we are not cashing the benefit of the efficiency which we pay, since we are suffering in the short term the change of key customer, key distributor in the States, since the new industrial partner has replaced or will replace at the end of this year the former distributor, and this in the short term is causing some negative impact, which will disappear completely next year. That's why we do consider 2015 the first year to register the important improvement in the ordinary activity, which will work in fall. And I wanted to qualify the first quarter as an encouraging and confirmation basis for the validity of our plan, but not as an exciting result per se. I hope this does not create any misunderstanding. We are very happy, but we know that we are going the right direction, but we have not reached the goal. So, in this way, I practically have entered into the business plan, which was explained, which was I would limit myself to remind you that we have set up 5 strategic guidelines. We are strictly respecting strictly these strategic guidelines. So we run our discovery by ourselves. We are co-developing the important new fungicide, which I mentioned before, which is expected to start being the market from 2020. We are developing alone the fumigant, because this is not extremely not a project to be qualified global or high investment or requiring particularly high investment. So in this case, we reasonably can do it by ourselves. But we are co-developing the fungicide. We are pushing for the change of approach to the market and the customer. Our company historically has been more product-oriented. Now we want to remain product-oriented, but also to increase our orientation to the market and the customer. And we have understood and we are implementing the new approach of licensing as a systematic approach, not as an opportunistic approach. Licensing pieces of rights, segments of pieces of rights, which would allow third parties to develop in combination with their know-how, or simply as distributors in the long term, in different ways, developing segments of business which we alone would not be able to cover. That's the point. We have realized, after the years of experience, that by only developing by ourselves, we can get good results, as it has happened, but still partial results. We want to complement what we do as a direct development, our formulations, our brands, our final products with selling active ingredients. So the active ingredients to third parties who would develop their own formulations, their own trademarks, and we would also act as a supplier of active ingredient on one side, as a marketer of our own formulation on the other side. And this is something which we started doing last year with Arista when we signed an agreement whereby they recognized a value with an upfront payment of 10 million euros to get to be authorized to invest on a mixture made by our fungicide belonging to us and a fungicide belonging to them. This is the typical case where you create value accepting that someone else develops what you are not in a position to develop. That's very simple. The logic for not doing that, which was prevailing in the past, was not to create competition. But if the damage of having a partial overlapping in competition is much lower than the advantage you get in supply of active ingredients, you can understand that at the end of the day, the choice is easy. The problem is cultural, and we have a new management, and we have updated our culture. This is the big change in the business plan. The rest is getting the results of past investments and getting the results from the synergies which our new partner is already starting yielding. In the 5 years, we shall invest about 80 million, three quarters of which are represented by capitalization of development programs. Capital increase, well, it has been communicated and announced, explained, it is underway. We have very encouraging results from the trading of the option rights, and which were closed 2 days ago. So we do expect that in the few days, that by the 13th, when the subscription will end up, we have reasons for thinking that the capital increase will be successful. This is important, and I'm also personally satisfied because the market is starting to recognize, and I'm sure will fully recognize, that the new category of shares, for which there will be more liquidity, more floating than for the ordinary. We expect about closer to 14 million for the what we call gross shares, compared to about 11 million after the capital increase for the ordinary shares. Shares which yield a 20% extra when there is a dividend. Shares which become ordinary, full voting, with full voting rights. At the moment, there is the possibility of a compulsory offer to buy the shares. This category of shares, there is no economic reason at all which can justify that these shares are not worth. I don't say the first day or the first week, not worth at least as much as the ordinary. And when the dividends will arrive, the logic says they will be worth more. Okay, but this is what I do believe. I think that in this way, I open now the discussion for the discussion, question and answers section.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator, and we will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mark Webb or Philip Best with Argos. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Basile. Thank you for this conference call. Three questions. Firstly, you published sales in the first quarter up 28%. I wonder whether you can help us understand that 28% breaking down, which part of it was what you think is due to the climate and the early start of the year, which part is due to Gowon, and so we can understand exactly where Gowon is already having an impact, and which part is due to a rise in the sale of the copper product. Then I have two other questions.
Oh, you mean you prefer that I answer one by one? Okay, no problem.
As you like.
No, that's okay. For the first one, Gowon is buying in the U.S. and in Italy. With regard to Italy, we have now two distributors. One is Sumitomo, as in the past. The other one is Gowon. Gowon has started contributing in a sizable way in Italy. So you have to consider that they start from zero stock by definition, because they were not, but probably they bought something at the end of last year, but very little. So, but they are acting well, so I'm happy about what they're doing in Italy. I don't want to give you the number. It is not an information which I consider I have to give, but on a qualitative basis, the increase of Italy which is over 30%, something more than 30%, certainly is due for a significant portion to the contribution of Gower. In the States, I have to say that in Italy, as well as in the rest of Europe, we have registered the industry, not Isagro only, a favorable starting of the. There is a sort of an early season. That's the definition. So all the industry is up. We are up more than the industry, but we were suffering last year more than the industry, so it is very consequential. In this concept, as you correctly asked, copper is playing a role as well. Copper is playing a role because copper was suffering particularly last year. So there is, but in copper is also going because. So in the contribution of going, there is also a portion of copper, but also in terms of a sellout, which we don't register, but which will benefit from in the coming months, Sumitomo has acted very, very successfully. That's why we do know that even also the second quarter is progressing very well. In any case, going in Italy, very good. Going in the States started well, but the season there is not the first quarter. So it's too soon to say, too soon to tell. But we have indication signs of a certainly strong commitment. But in the States, they are replacing a very qualified distributor. So I repeat, we need more time to appreciate it.
Thank you. The second question was really a little bit to try and understand and confirm what is your equity level and your net debt level post the capital increase if all the shares are subscribed, which one would suppose is going to be the case. Is your debt level reduced to 20 million and is your equity level raised to 96 million? Are those the right figures?
Yes, as you know, the capital increase is, if everything goes as it is, we can assume, but of course cannot be sure, will be 29. Then, we have the expenses for that. So let's assume around 28. But we need to utilize some cash to optimize certain situations. Consequently, the order of magnitude which you indicated is correct.
Okay, that's perfect. And the third is, you, at the end of your presentation, you spent some time to explain to us that the growth shares will be more attractive because they will be more liquid and because they will have a higher dividend, and the fact that they don't have a vote because of the special legal attachment, which sounds a good idea, means that they will not trade at a discount. However, apart from the trading on the close of the last trading day, for the whole time that the rights were trading, they were indicating a discount of between 25 and over 40% of the growth shares to the ordinary shares.
I think that your analysis is correct, but you have to consider two points. One, the investors who bought the rights, had no formal guarantee that the shares would be listed. Formal guarantee, because the Milan Stock Exchange will communicate formally this point, will clear this point only after, at the end of May 13th, at the end of the day, or the day before, but probably, I don't know whether 13 or 14, following the information regarding how many subscribers have subscribed. And there is a minimum number, which now seems to be simply unreasonable, not to be met. Practically speaking, the problem does not exist. But formally speaking, we only on the 13th night, the Milan Stock Exchange will tell us, okay, we are satisfied. From Friday the 16th, your new share, gross shares, will be traded. So I think that there is an implicit discount against this, let me call it theoretical risk, but which cannot be formally excluded. That's point number one. Point number two is that even the very logical economic reasoning sometimes take time before the market digests it. I think there is a psychological component which generates a discount for something new, for which there is no experience. In my opinion, this can only be a very temporary situation. One, if you go to pay, if you have the document we circulated on page 21, but if you don't have it, it's the same. Last month, when we had the ordinary and extraordinary assembly, I had the pleasure of having three shareholders among the minority shareholders attending the meeting. Three. One was a former manager of Isagro who came to say hello, to have the pleasure of greeting myself and other people with a few shares. The second one had two shares. As I comment, two is still the double of one, because last year he came with one share. This year he decided to double his investment and he came with two shares. The third one was a big investor, 800 shares, close to 2,000 euro. Sorry if I'm a bit sarcastic, but this happened when there was ordinary and extraordinary. Practically speaking, in 11 years, I've never seen anyone interested in exercising the voting right. So if someone tries to convince me that the voting right is important in a controlled controlled company, of course, that guy will have a very difficult life with me. However, this becomes important when there is a change of control. Okay. As you know, at that point, gross shares will not exist any longer, because before that, they will have become ordinary shares. You have an experience, and I'm sure you are a clever person. It's impossible that the economic logic does not prevail on the so-called psychological aspect. It's impossible. It may take 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, I don't know. The first time we distribute a dividend, someone will have to ask why he should not pay more for a share which yields 20% extra dividend, fully protected in terms of, in case of a possible capital gain from compulsory offer, and having a higher liquidity. I stop here. I don't think it's 8 years I explain it, and nobody seems to trust me. Even now, I have difficulties in having people getting convinced. But now I feel much much more relaxed than 8 years ago, or even 2.5 months ago, because no one was trusting this.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, I hope you will call me one day saying you're right. Okay.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, star and one on your telephone. Mr. Basile, there are no more questions registered at this time. Oh, sorry, there's a follow-up from Mark Webb. Please go ahead.
Sorry, as there were no further questions, I'll take the opportunity to ask a fourth question. You've published first quarter sales growing by 28%. There are certain factors that are linked to sort of climatic conditions in the first quarter, but there are other factors that are actually going to favour the other quarters more than the first quarter. The target you've given for full year sales at 150 million suggests a very slow growth rate compared to the first quarter. Could you indicate why?
Well, I could tell you that we are working to exceed that number, but as of now, we only confirm what we said. In any case, we do know, and I commented it before, that the last year reduction in sales was concentrated in the first and second quarter, more the first, a bit less the second, but in the first half of the year. Consequently, in the second half of this year, we have no reason for expecting an increase over last year, percentage-wise, in line with what we are getting in the first quarter. It is arithmetic, because if we go to last year, you will see that the second half was not lower than 2012. The big loss was generated in the first half. So the rebound has to take place in the first half.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Mr. Basile, I confirm there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody.